Hill Harper.
Antonia Thomas.
Denzel Washington. Otherwise known as Nicholas Gonzalez.
So you guys are this very interesting show, The Good Doctor, which the main character is an autistic person. So what drove you guys to this project?
For me, it was the script. You know, I think great writing is hard to find. And when you read something that the writing is superlative, and also what I'm learning is, and this is when you know that's really great writing, is that as I'm reading these scripts, as more are coming, he writes with a rhythm, and he writes with a way that of you don't have to. You don't have to put grease on the wheel. The writing does a lot of the work already. Yeah.
Which is frustrating sometimes for an actor, too, because you'd be like, just say the words. Because honestly, with David, you don't have to put any artifice, you know? It's like, it's there. Especially once you tune in and see what's going on. I mean, I'll be in the middle of a scene and go, oh!
Yeah,
he's like,
really,
yeah! And you're like, wow, you're smart.
Even the commas versus periods, I'm noticing. You just, you know,
those choices.
The period means take a breath. Comma, maybe you don't. So it's really wonderful. You make choices and play within it, and that's when you know the writing is really good. And so I'm so proud to play with these guys, because also the actors are great as well.
And if I could say really quickly too, is like the actors in it, you know, I don't want to embarrass you, but like, you know, they have their choices of things to do, and the fact that, you know, we choose this. There's a bunch of people who are very happy to be there, and it's a very different climate than something where you have a bunch of entitled people who are just kind of getting a paycheck. You know, we love our money, but we love this project.
You know? That's
what you're
actors.
To do good work.
But it's refreshing to be around.
It's refreshing to be around people that want to be there. Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's.
I actually did a show where there was a person on the show that didn't want to be there, and I couldn't understand it. You know, they were making a lot of money, and they,
it's like, you're on a gravy train with biscuit
wheels, exactly.
My friend. What's wrong?
What do you do? You know. But it's a blessing, and I really feel blessed to be on the show. And I think that when you're young and sometimes you get a lot of roles, you think that's just the way it goes. But I have so many friends and colleagues that right now that are phenomenal actors that aren't working. So to have a great opportunity to play on a great show, I just feel so blessed.
I'm from England, yeah. Yeah, I mean, everything that these guys said, you know, David's right, especially, right, as a woman, like, it's really unusual to come across a script where the women are written in such a three-dimensional, rich, complicated way. You know, more often than not, you get these very two-dimensional portrayals, and, you know, my character is complicated and conflicted and warm and tough and all of these things that for an actor, you just go, that's an absolute gift of a role. Like, you don't get that often. And sorry, go on.
No, well, that's one of the things that I talked about Nicholas about earlier, is that all the characters have their own really interesting.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the bridge. What I've actually realized today, today's been a good day for me and trying to...
Oh, God, yeah.
Because you think about Dr. Sean Murphy on the show, he sees the world in a certain way because of a condition. But what's crazy is all of our characters see the world a certain way. We just haven't been labeled a condition. It's just the way that we see, and therefore our decisions are made from that specific point of view, and those things are in conflict at times, which I think is fantastic.
Yeah. And also, the amazing thing that Sean Murphy's autism highlights is, you know, well, he does it to my character off the bat in the first episode, where he, you know, you think you're betraying yourself in a certain way, you know, and he cuts, because of the way he sees the world, he sees things in a very clear cut, almost forensic way, and he pulls it out. You know, he's like, you were doing this, you were being mean 1 minute, then you were being nice. Why were you being fake? What's the real you? And I think for all of these characters, he'll touch them in certain ways and make them think about themselves differently and make them self-assess. And that's really interesting.
Well, thank you so much, you guys. I wish you the best.
Thank you.
You know,
are you going to write a really good review? Are you going to put us on the best new show list?
I never say anything really bad about anything. But
do you have a list where you rank the best new shows? Are you going to make us number one? Number one.
Number one. You guys heard it here.
Okay.
Mr. Hill, just number one.
Great.